there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm speaking with Jill Lublin. She's a 25-plus year media magnate. She's a world-renowned publicity expert, international speaker, and a four-times best-selling author. Jill's made thousands of stage appearances alongside celebrities such as Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, and Jack Canfield, just to name a few. She's worked with over 100,000 clients, implementing her signature formula for getting media attention, creating next level visibility in the marketplace that results in more sales. And you know what? These appearances lead to profit, and the generating formulas are included in her signature program, the Media Mastery Intensive, and her monthly kindness circles. Her monthly kindness circles are really cool, guys. You should check it out. Anyhow, let's jump into it and meet Jill. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I am here with Jill Lublin, the media magnate, and we're going to talk about media, marketing, presence, all the good stuff that you need to do to succeed in your business. So welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Great to be here with you.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, I love PR. I love publicity. Give the people a little bit of a background for the listeners out here, a little bit of the background about how you got into PR and promotions and media and all that good stuff. What's your journey like?
Oh, thank you. So my journey, like most of us, was a little circuitous, so to speak. And yes, going round and round. But I ended up in the music business. And frankly, I was the director of promotion and publicity for four independent record labels. And that's where I discovered my true talent. And the frankly part was that music is all about perception, the music business, right? So I really got my training wheels on, learning about how to do publicity for and through the music business. And it translates now to small business owners and the people I work with.
That's so interesting. I had forgotten, you know, we've known each other for years, and I was in the recording industry back in the 80s, you know, as an audio engineer. And that's interesting. We have kind of a parallel life on that. I had forgotten all about that part.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. So you were in the industry, and then what happened? Did you decide it's too much? You're going to branch out on your own, or how's the journey happened for you?
So in the music business, you know, it was great for a while, and then I kind of got burnt out because it's a lot between your business day and going to concerts at night. I know it sounds awful, but no, it actually was magnificent until it became too much. So at that point, I started my own publicity agency and have been helping small business owners ever since, now as a media strategist and consultant, kind of get her done. And through my media mastery intensives, I'm now serving people even easier in get it done kind of programs, and having a blast doing that. And of course, all the books came out, which helped. My first one in particular, Guerrilla Publicity, and my most recent one is The Profit of Kindness. To that end, I'll just say I run kindness circles on top of everything else, having a great time serving people in multiple ways.
I absolutely love the kindness circle. So tell me the concept of that, because I'd love for everybody to join in on the kindness circle. And you have a really good guest. You've had many guests over the years, but talk to me about your concept of the kindness circle.
Absolutely. So what we do is we come together in basically a short hour that goes really fast, because we have highly interactive two circles, literally two breakouts, where you get to really talk to people and make a request, which is a great way to spend time actually making a request. And of course, you're surrounded by people in kindness who want to give to you, who are that kind of shall we say, heart-centered entrepreneurs, and definitely attract that. And then on top of that, we have a 10-minute speaker. And in fact, one of the upcoming circles is featuring Leon, who does The Kindness Diaries, has now two movies on Netflix. And I'm super excited about that. And actually, all the circles are always free and highly interactive. So definitely invite you to join us. And it's jilllublin.com/kindnesscircles. And I know you'll have that in the show notes too.
Yeah, I'll absolutely have that in the show notes. So if for people who are out there listening who have never had a touch of publicity, where would you suggest that they start? Because this is your wheelhouse, and they've never done anything. Maybe they don't even have a book, but they just launched your business. Where should they start?
Well, I think starting number one, very important, is your message. What do I mean by that? You got to stand on top of the focus of what are you putting out there to the press? What is your message? Who are you in the sense of why should people care? Right? Because, you know, I know we're all excited about what we do, and as you should be. However, the media needs to understand a reason that they get excited. And I remember in Guerrilla Publicity, my first book, you know, I actually asked media, what do you love? And the editor of Entrepreneur Magazine, and picture this, all of you in Entrepreneur Magazine, she said to me, you know, what I care about is what gives value and benefit to my readers. And so I've always kept that in mind, you know, because it's not just Entrepreneur Magazine, it's every local affiliate, radio, TV, it's every podcast you're on. The question is, what's giving value and benefit to the readers, the listeners, and the viewers? And that's what to pay attention to. That makes a big difference.
Yeah. And by coming around to that, you kind of also are pinpointing into your mission, which, you know, your mission is the value that you give and why you want to give it and so on and so forth. So so you've written several books. When did you write your first book? After you started on this journey and you jumped from music over to helping individuals and small businesses, when did you write that first book?
So I don't even remember the year, because the truth is every few years we actually update it. So we're in our third edition now. We sold over 80,000 copies. We're making a big difference for a lot of people. And Guerrilla Publicity, you know, in a certain way never changes, but of course we shift it and up-level it to include, you know, publicity such as podcasts, blogs, and all the other high-tech fun stuff that is happening now. So it's in its third edition, which is just a wonderful, wonderful way to keep serving people newly.
Absolutely. And I think that everybody should have a book. So do you agree with that?
You know, mostly. So here's the truth. Like I just got off the phone this morning, funny enough, on a publicity consulting session, and I told her not to do a book, because we discovered that there were much better ways that she can create revenue. Do I think a book is a great excuse, so to speak, for a publicity campaign? Absolutely. I had a real estate agent create a manual, not exactly a book, for how to invest in real estate that she sold for $197, except for her clients. So what a wonderful gift that was to give them for how to invest in real estate, which was really how she distinguished herself. Now you see how publicity can tie that in, because then we did a whole wonderful campaign about how to invest in real estate, you know, and that drove people to her. So for her, the book made sense, even though she never had it in her mind to do that. And for some of you, it will make sense. And for others, I would think, you know, we might look at other ways to center people's attention. It doesn't always have to be a book. Just saying, does it help? Yes. Is it necessary all the time? Not necessarily.
And does it make you money? No,
no.
You don't write a book. You don't write a book to get rich.
I like to say, Kathy, thank you for lunch when people buy my $20 book.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is great, you know? And yeah, I agree with that. So tell me a story about one of your clients and the journey that they took when they first met you and what happened with their business.
Well, let me tell you about Ryan, who came to me. He saw me speak and present, and he said, "I really want to work with you." And he has a consulting company doing instructional design. And I'm like, when he told me what it was and explained it to me, Kathy, I went, "Ryan, I love you, but that's just not interesting enough." And one thing I am very skilled at is listening to people's messages, going underneath them, pulling them up, and creating, well, sometimes a new message, and certainly spiffing up whatever it is that you're putting out there so that the media says yes to you. Ryan, I made into what I call a virtual office warrior, because really he was working virtually. That's what he was really doing. And guess what? Restructuring a story actually got him picked up and put front page of the San Francisco Business Times. Wow, that was amazing. On top of that, he got into Entrepreneur Magazine talking about being an entrepreneur. And he created, and actually, we got a huge uptick because being Asian American, I told him, listen, just let's translate the articles, the focus message into Chinese. And he got put into the Chinese Times. Like, how amazing is that? That one article in the Chinese Times got him $7,000 in consulting business. That piece of recreating his message upgraded his, literally his business by 45%. And on top of that, his web visits went up by 38%. Why do I know this? We measured. And let me just tell you that we had a publicity campaign that went on and on and on, probably longer than most, because it was so successful and literally made his business now a thriving business. I'm going to tell you, when he first came to me, he didn't even have a client. Shh, don't tell everybody. But he knew that the power of publicity would literally put him on the map and create that generate the leads and referrals. That is actually what publicity does to make you money, plus elevates your status, your credibility, gets you seen and heard, and has people trust you, which in today's market is quite important.
Yeah, the know, like, trust. They have to know you, but they have to trust you too. And if you have the credibility of Entrepreneur Magazine or the Wall Street Journal saying, hey, listen to this person, then you have that credibility. Over the years, I've had so much PR and so much just blessed to have such good media. Do you think there's ever a point where it doesn't matter anymore? Like
Oh,
how
no.
much is too much?
Well, first of all, Kathy, congratulations. That's magnificent. And now you always want to publicize your publicity. You want to use it ongoingly. It's a braggability factor that stays with you forever. And there is never too much because, well, let's think for a moment. How about celebrities? How about music industry people? How about the fact that, people, actors, let's just call them for a minute, are doing, let's call it 3 months, 6 months of a movie shoot. And then, you know what? Written into their contract is their requirements for publicity. Isn't that interesting? This is a, as much as I'd love to say to all of you, one and done. Publicity is an ongoing process where you be consistent and persistent. You don't always have to be full bore, and it doesn't have to take hours a week. In fact, in my systems and processes, really 30 minutes a week of visibility building activities is going to generate publicity for you. It's going to generate recognition for you and creating what I like to refer to as the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome.
Absolutely. I love that is 30 minutes a week. So those listening out here, okay, listeners, you can give 30 minutes a week to get better visibility and better publicity. And when you do that, you will have the like trust factor. So
Yes.
absolutely, it's worth it. So where do people start?
Start with start. Where do you start? You start with a great message, right? And I think it's really the important piece is start with Start with what's important to you. Like if you're in a certain industry, the question is, what are the people who hire you? What are they reading? What are they watching? What are they listening to? Start there. I like podcasts. I think it's simpler, it's easier, it's quicker to get real fast results. And there's a lot of them. But there's an interesting statistic about radio, and that is that there are 10,000 radio shows every single week looking for 4,000 guests. That's a lot. And you all can be one of them. So please realize, and I think this is really important to know, to hear, and to understand that you're an expert and media needs experts, period. And so we find that expertise, we pinpoint it, and find the right message that works, that matters, that other people want to hear.
And they are always looking for people. Always, always, always. So you're actually doing them a service by saying, hey, here I am. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at. This is why it matters.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's awesome advice. So if you had to look back at your career and your life journey, what would you tell your 18-year-old self now that you know what you know, what you know?
Oh boy. Well, first of all, get financially literate. I think that's really important, because I was kind of hanging my shingle, running a business, and didn't really understand all the money pieces. And I think that's important. And I would also say, fail faster and just get back up. And that's okay. It's okay. Listen, we've all launched programs that didn't work, or could have been better, could have been simpler, whatever. And I think simple, particularly now in today's market, but simple, easy yeses are wonderful.
I love the fail faster and get back up idea, because a lot of us just drudge through our failures and they keep holding on, hoping that something's going to change. And it's like, no, it failed. Get up, do it again.
Exactly.
Wa
Yes,
re wash
exactly.
it off, dry it up, maybe
Yes.
stamp it and move forward.
Exactly. Exactly. Just, let it go, shake it off, whatever. That's part. If you look at anyone who's highly successful, there's been failures. It's okay.
You know, what's interesting as we talk, I just keep thinking about Southwest and I absolutely love Southwest. I am loyal, loyal, loyal Southwest flyer. And they're in the news every single day. And, they've taken like this, oh, we're going to assign seats and all this stuff over, but they're always in the news. Like every time I go into anything, they're in the news again. And God love them. I mean, whatever is happening to them that appears to be bad, they're so capitalizing on it and so captivating our attention to know, oh, what are they going to do next? What's going to change? Why are they changing it? And I think this is a great, don't you think that's a great, outstanding idea of how to use publicity?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. And what they're doing is using their changing business model and strategy to basically create more news. Although I am a loyal Southwest too, let me tell you, their changes I'm upset about. Because,
Me too.
yeah, thank you. Because guess what? Now they're like every other airline. See, before, the power of Southwest, just, between us, was the fact that they were so distinct, that they didn't have baggage fees, that they didn't have assigned seats, all that, super fun stuff, that they were kind of fun and funny and, a little bit more casual. Guess what? But they're smart enough to know that now that they look like every other airline, they better be getting themselves in the news and notice that they're using publicity, that they're spending a lot of money, let's be honest, to get their word out in a new way. And publicity, they've invested in heavily. What we've been talking about today has been ways for you to get yourself out there without spending a ton of money, but really getting great results. It's the guerrilla publicity way.
I love that guerrilla marketing thing. I started my business on $49. I am a big fan of let's just get down to the basics and make things happen. And you don't have to spend a lot of money doing it for
You got
sure.
it. You got it.
So what have I missed asking you? What do you want to talk about that perhaps we haven't covered yet?
Oh, well, we've covered some great stuff. Thank you. And I think just really, I want to be a voice for all of you to understand the power of publicity to bring you leads, to get you credibility, to have you stand out in a crowded marketplace, and to understand that, frankly, the power of publicity for the long-lasting effect, not the social media one-hit wonder, not the ads that are going to cost you a fortune, but really, and by the way, they will, but really creating an ongoing presence that people go, I've seen you, I've heard of you, the trust factor that we talked about is there. You have a baseline that somebody says, I read about you, I heard about you, I heard the interview. They've got that familiarity factor that gets you seen, heard, and paid. And that's exciting.
Yes, that's totally exciting. That's what we all want. We're in business to make money. Hey, and it doesn't hurt to say, oh, I was in the Boston Globe or I was in the New York Times or whatever, right?
What do you mean?
Never
It doesn't
hurt. And
hurt.
I love what you said about that, Jill. You have it forever.
You do have it forever. And let me just tell you, the impact of having those logos, Boston Globe, Forbes, Fortune, your ABC, NBC, CBS TV, Fox affiliate, whatever, having that, the podcast, right? Every single piece matters. It's important, and it absolutely elevates you. And that's what we're looking to do, is elevate your status so that people say, yes, I want to work with you.
Yes. And I do believe that a lot of the listeners out there are going to work with you. So talk to me about how they can connect, what you have to offer them, and let's go into some details.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, I've created an action guide, which is super excellent. Let me just say high value, more impact, great things that you can learn about publicity than we've had time to cover here today. And great news, because I like lots of gifts, just saying. And so I created a challenge for you. It's live, it's interactive with me, it's get your questions answered, it's great content, interactive and live. Did I say that? Yes, I'll say it again with me. And so if you go to jilllublin.com/guide, it will give you all of this, and I'm super excited to be with you and have the opportunity to serve you in the next way.
I love that. Everybody likes lives. Go ahead and grab your guide and interact with Jill because you're going to learn a lot and you're going to get some. I bet you're going to get one or two little publicity hits right there just from that exercise, if not more. And then you can hang your sign up saying, yes, I was in this. I was in this. They thought I was an expert. Maybe I'm an expert. Right?
You are an expert. I just grant you all. I just grant you all. You are an expert.
I love it. I wish I had my magic wand, which I use all the time. I need to keep them on my desk, actually. Yes, you are all experts and you all deserve publicity. And tap into Jill's resources and her knowledge, and you will not go wrong. So thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate you being here on the podcast. If you like it, please give me a thumbs up. Please leave a comment. Please download something from Jill. Let us know that you're there, that you're listening. And I would very much appreciate your support by giving me a thumbs up on YouTube. YouTube or wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, whatever you do, check out the downloads. And until next week, we will see you then. And thanks, Jill.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.